Well, we want to take a moment now to recognize the passing of a giant of investigative journalism, Danny Schechter, the News Dissector. That's what Danny was called in the 1970s as the puckish news director at Boston's WBCN, one of the first underground progressive rock music stations in the country. It was a time when the anti-war, civil rights, and budding women's movements were intersecting. The station turned down advertising from the napalm producer Dow Chemical. And Danny was a hugely popular source of information for young and old alike and was frequently visited by the FBI. But as clear as his mind was, his office was a mess of papers and audio reels. They called him the one-man hurricane. Whatever the FBI was looking for, they never found. Danny became one of the early supporters of hip-hop. He saw it as the voice of the voiceless. Then was one of the first to recognize the role of music in the very young anti-apartheid movement. We talked to him and Stevie Van Zandt about Van Zandt's song Sun City. Here's Danny in 2013 telling us about this apartheid-era resort, which once attracted performers from around the world.
Sun City is a resort, a big hotel complex, but it was in a place called Bophuthatswana, which was a homeland of South Africa. South Africa created these fictional homelands that were really controlled by the people in Pretoria, but to the rest of the world, they appeared to be independent states. And in a sense, this was part of the whole plan there, which was to separate people according to their nationalities, their ethnicities, and their backgrounds. And so opposing the homeland system was a central attack on apartheid.
Van Zandt organized a boycott of Sun City, refused to play there, and it was Danny that suggested that he turn Sun City into a kind of We Are the World recording with as many artists as possible singing the anti-apartheid anthem. Danny also produced an album of music based on the song. As he said, it was about change, not charity, freedom, not famine. Danny would later create the television show South Africa Now, befriend Nelson Mandela, and ultimately make 6 documentaries about him. 3 weeks ago, Danny had a party anticipating his death. He had pancreatic cancer. Our friend, producer John Kalish, helped him make a gift CD for friends with music from the hip-hop producer Polarity One. The CD also has Danny's own remembrances. Here's one of Mandela.
When he came to New York at one point, you know, he came into a room at Rockefeller Center, you know, the Rainbow Room. David Rockefeller was hosting a breakfast for him. Suddenly, police sweep into the room, and he comes with them. And he looks around the room. He recognizes me. He walks directly over to me and says, "Remember me?" And I said, "I think so, you know. I think I do, yeah."
Danny Schechter once wrote about his activism, "We made mistakes, but we were right. And once you kiss a possible future or imagine a new way of living and being, its taste never quite goes away. At least we tried." Danny Schechter, the News Dissector, died yesterday at 72. It's Here and Now.